Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
I want to start with my Adele story, I think.
All right.
First, I'm going to tell you, though, that Celebrity Trash is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. If you go to RadioAlice.com/contest, you can check out all the cool contests and giveaways we have. While you're there, browse around, take a look at the latest news stories. It's all happening for you at RadioAlice.com. Adele. Oh, my.
Hi, Adele.
Hi, Adele. Adele has a one-night-only TV special airing.
Adele does it.
Yeah, if you remember, she said, I'm never going to tour again. I hate it.
Yeah, so, and touring is difficult at best. I'm sure she's like, oh, God, I wish I put this record out at the beginning of COVID because then I really wouldn't have to tour.
Well,
zero pressure.
She doesn't have to do anything, but...
Turns out, Adele kind of makes her own rules.
Mm-hmm.
So she is doing a TV special. It's on CBS. Welcome to our old home. We don't live here anymore. It's lonely there now.
This is the Odyssey building now.
Right. Odyssey, welcome home. So it's got a big Oprah interview in it. So it's like a sit down. It's just some kind of put together special.
So Oprah interviews Adele.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's going to be some live sing or some pre-recorded in front of an audience singing.
Yeah, it looks like it's called, well, let's see, Adele One Night Only. It is a concert performance that will be the earliest opportunity for most of the world to hear all of the new material. It's a couple days before the album comes out. It's coming out on November 19th, and this special is on November 14th.
So we only got the one song so far.
Yes.
Holy, because she's everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's
yeah.
Crazy that one song could, but you know what? We've said this for many years. She crosses all age groups. And all formats. Surprisingly,
yep.
Every now and then there's an artist that just seems to work for
they
everybody.
Just hit it, hit the target right in the middle.
Uh-huh.
So November 14th is a Sunday, and it's a 2-hour special, Adele One Night Only. It's a concert performance. It'll be, it sounds like it's going to be a performance of all the new material, so you'll get to hear it before it even is released as an album.
All right.
So it's 8:30 to 10:30. Eastern and then 8 to 10 Pacific. Weird. Okay, so ours is 8 to 10. It's on CBS and available to stream live. It's on demand on Paramount Plus. It's going to be filmed in Los Angeles and it's going to... here it says some of her hits as well as several new songs. It'll have this exclusive interview with Adele by Oprah Winfrey from her Rose Garden, it says here. I don't know if that means at Adele's Rose Garden or if that's at Oprah Winfrey's Rose Garden. Let's see. A long-ranging conversation about her new album, the stories behind the songs, life after divorce, weight loss, and raising her son.
All right.
Easy on Me came out last week. And that seems like that's everything you need to know about this. Adele's One Night Only TV special with an Oprah interview, CBS, on November 14th. Mark your calendars, you guys. For everybody who needs things to do all the time, put this into your calendar. And no, you know, black out those 2 hours so you can sit and watch Adele. She definitely strikes a chord with you, right? She's so busy. How'd you like a mansion for your birthday? That seems fun.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
How would I like a mansion? No.
You don't want a mansion?
No. No, thanks.
What if it's in the Dominican Republic? Then do you want it?
No. When am I there?
Whenever you go home. That's your new home. A mansion in the Dominican Republic.
Did I miss part of the story?
Nope. I'm just wondering if you want that.
No, I don't.
That's the leading question into the story, huh?
I like where I live. I'm happy.
You don't want to... Is there surfing in the Dominican Republic? Probably.
Maybe. I don't know.
Offset and Cardi B, they're a thing. And then sometimes they're not a thing, yeah, and then they're a thing again. And,
right.
And so he went big and gifted Cardi B a mansion in the Dominican Republic for her birthday.
Is she from there?
She loves it there.
Oh, it's just a place she likes to vacation.
I don't know if she's a girl.
I thought she was a New York lady.
That's what I thought.
Okay. Yeah, she is a New York lady.
So I guess they go there all the time and they rent stuff. And she's like, we should buy a house here. And he's all...
I think her father's from...
From the DR?
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Yeah. The DR. All right.
Yeah, the Dominican Republic. I don't want to say it every time. I'm shortening it to
you
the DR.
You are too cool.
Well, thank you for
noticing. That is what they call it, yeah.
It's the DR. Mm-hmm. So she turned 29, and he announced at her dance hall-inspired birthday bash on October 11th that he had secretly purchased her a 6-bedroom, 7.5-bathroom mansion in the DR. Shared in the video, the home is surrounded by some of the extensive and lush natural beauty DR offers on an exclusive and virgin area of land. In addition to the very grand main home, the property includes one separate studio and more than one pool. In case you have pool overflow, then you want the other pool. In the video, he tells her, I bought you a house in DR. Yes, sir, that's how we come in. Pool on the roof. Pool. Oh, they got one on the roof, too. That's a nice place for a pool. So she says...
Or that's a saying we don't understand. We're not sure.
It's possible it's something else completely. Wop? Wop, you say?
Yeah, I don't know. All right. Well, good for him. That's nice of him. I mean, good for her.
She has been saying that she wants to invest in short-term home rental properties. She's been saying we should not just rent these things. We should buy them and rent them to other people. And I guess, and he was very resistant to the idea, but he said, you know what? This is what my baby wants. So I'm getting her own
I guess they don't
pad.
Have all the rules there that we're now seeing happen here. You know, rental units, you're a bad guy. You don't get to be the landlord. There's rules to protect the renters. And then if you keep the place empty, then they're like, you can't keep that place empty.
Right.
We're going to tax you. Well, then what the hell?
Well, this is not that. This is the short-term vacation rental thing.
Right.
Which hopefully those people do have a place to go home to. That's the thing when someone's living at the house full time.
She better hope she doesn't have an HOA because they'll be like, you can't short-term rental this place.
God.
There's no verbos here.
There are places like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's right there in the CC&Rs, baby.
Absolutely.
No, nope, can't do it. 90-day rentals minimum. Okie dokie. I'll just rent it once every 90 days.
You want a parade of pukes rolling through your neighborhood?
You do not want that, my friend. A parade of pukes? That sounds terrible.
Right. Well, we're here to party. We're going to party our asses off, and we're going to leave all the trash behind.
Yeah, we're on vacation.
Okay, we'll do it elsewhere. Thanks.
Can't. This is where we rented. Anyway. It's a bad injury for something that doesn't look all that bad. You can't tell in this. This is Vince Neil. He fell off a stage and he's all busted up. The show had to stop and everything. He's the singer from Motley Crue. Vince Neil is the Motley Crue front man. He has another band and they do play Motley Crue songs.
Well, what else are they going to do, right?
Right, exactly. All his hit solo songs. What are they? So they call it a solo gig here. He's in Tennessee, and they're up there playing Girl, Don't Go Away Mad. Girl, Just Go Away. So here they are, starting the song off, and boom.
Wait, I didn't...
Well, it's hard to see. It just happens really...
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
He had a guitar strapped around him, too.
Yeah.
That I mean, only for looks, but whatever. Yeah.
Oh, boy. So he's there. He's clapping his hands at the edge of the stage. And then, whoop, he's just gone. It only takes a split second. And he has, he's broken. He's all broken up.
What did he get?
He got some broken ribs.
Oh, he landed on his side?
Well, I'm actually wondering if that guitar was part of the problem, right?
Mm-hmm. Thing jammed him.
Because we can't see him land, but that was the end. Like, everybody came running out and carried him out of there. And
no,
the bass
that makes sense. If that thing caught the ground and then poked right up into his rib cage.
Ah.
Ooh.
You would think with his rock stardom, the fans would just catch him. He'd just crowd surf all the way to the end.
No,
you know?
They usually have a
little
gap.
Pit in front of him.
Yeah, a little security alley.
Right, yeah.
And sometimes those are higher than you think. Like, isn't that how Dave Grohl broke his foot?
I think so.
He fell off the tallest stage of like a 12-something, 15
right.
feet.
That's no, 12 feet is a long way to fall.
If you're not especially, like, you can do it maybe if you're all right, how am I going to do this?
Right, you're taking a minute, but if you trip and just go clunk,
right,
then it's less graceful. So he fell. He was rushed to the hospital. This is a gig in Tennessee. He was performing the Mad hit, Don't Go Away Mad, Just Go Away. His bassist then took the mic and said, "The truth is, Vince Fallon broke his ribs when he fell. He can't breathe. He's going to get dealt with medically." He said a lot of swears in there, too, so we're not going to play that for you. According to the bassist, Vince wanted to keep playing, but he used force to get medical assistance. Now, that sucks for us and him. He was so excited to be here. He lives in Tennessee. Vince Neil has not posted on how he's doing, and this did happen a couple days ago, so...
Did the bassist go on to say, "I'm a singer, though, and I'm going to finish this show.
I love, this is my big shot here in Tennessee.
I'm so glad that happened to him. I mean,
it's right. tragic, but I'm here. The show must go on.
He's ready to rock.
Right.
Yeah.
Or did the show go on or not?
No, they were
oh,
done.
That's too much.
That
man.
Was the end of that. Oh, well, it's, you know, you got to
stop.
It's
too
bad. Guy breaks all his ribs and stuff.
What?
You missed your opportunity. You missed your shot. Diplo.
Who?
Diplo. Mm. He's a guy who makes music.
Tell me all about it.
I can't tell you anything about him. I'll tell you this. I don't know any Diplo songs. Play me a Diplo song.
Oh, okay.
Find me a Diplo song. Diplo's in some trouble. He is... There's a lady who's accusing him of rape.
Oh.
But before that claim came, by the way, she hasn't filed any charges or anything yet, but she said that he did some revenge porn to her, mm-hmm. that she filmed, she was filmed without consent, and that then he shared these videos. So he's in some trouble. So I don't know if this is just a bad choice.
He shared them online?
Made. Yeah, he was, let's see if it's, She accuses him of recording sexually explicit videos of her without her permission, distributing at least one without her consent, and knowingly inflicting her with chlamydia. So there's that, too. That's easily treatable, though. Don't worry about chlamydia too much, everybody.
I'm worried about it.
Well, look, it's the least of your concerns if it's like the McDonald's of STIs. So.
The McDonald's of STIs.
Right. They're just it's on every corner.
I can't imagine you'd be
stop in there real quick and
casual about something
like that.
There's something wrong with your works. That's a problem.
Yeah, just take some antibiotics. You'll be fine.
All right, you say.
It's not a tough one.
Okay.
That's not a tough one. She is now claiming that he raped her in his Las Vegas hotel room after one of his concerts, but no charges have been filed over that. So Diplo.
The popular Diplo song you might
know. Let's hear
know.
The popular he's Diplo song.
So he's on this track with Justin Bieber.
Tell me, where are you now that I need you?
So is he like a Calvin Harris?
Yeah, but
DJ?
Calvin Harris actually sings, though.
Oh, he does?
Mm-hmm, in some of his tracks.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So Diplo produced this?
Yeah, him and Skrillex.
Oh, and Skrillex. Wow.
And Skrillex, yeah.
That's exciting.
That's your boy's boy.
Yeah, I should go ask, yeah, right, if he knows about Diplo. Oh, yeah, Diplo, sure.
Oh, I bet he does know about Diplo.
Sure, I mean, he's going to know more than I do.
He's probably going to call him a sellout. His music's too listenable.
Yeah. It's just, it's too pleasant. It's too much like music.
Right.
For it to be. anything I would listen to. Although, weirdly, the other day ago, I was driving him over to get some new sneakers, and...
Oh.
Yeah.
What'd you go with?
I don't know.
Vans?
Adidas
no?
or something.
Oh,
no,
Adidas.
He got inserts for his Vans, and because they don't have an arch, and he just wasn't comfortable.
So oh.
He got, that's not the story.
Oh, it is
and
a
he
story.
Puts on Everclear's record. I was like...
Oh.
Well,
the, what
Everclear.
Is that one called? Welcome to the Afterglow or something
like
that?
That? Yeah. And I was like, I know this song. He goes, yeah, it's from the 90s. I'm like, okay. And we sat and sang all the
and
songs.
And he likes it.
He loves it. He was like, yeah, I'm really into him lately.
Huh?
What's that guy's name? Alex?
Alexakis.
Yeah, Alexakis. Alexakis. Whatever
it's
his name is.
Whatever.
Got it. Everclear.
Art Alexakis.
Thank you. Art Alexakis.
And it's time to go.
This is not, this is just a tangent. We're back to Diplo now.
All right.
So, weirdly, I didn't know Diplo was in any trouble. I'm not following the escapades of
Diplo. Oh, yeah, let me show you that picture.
Diplo.
Right.
But he's making silly nude videos while he's facing all the sexual misconduct charges. So it's not the best look. Good looking guy, though. Mm-hmm. Clearly hit the gym before he did this nude thing. He's got a leaf over his junk. It looks like he's doing an ad, maybe, I don't know, for mushrooms. I'm not sure what he's selling here. Good-looking guy.
Looks like he'd play like Adam.
Adam
and Eve.
White guy with sort of dirty blonde hair. Yeah, he's got some tan lines around.
He's in the gym. Good for him.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Looks good.
But, you know, try not to rape people, dude.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, right. And if you... And try not to tape people without their consent. You should ask. Get consent. So that's what Diplo's up to. Oh, my God. Am I out of time?
Yeah.
That was what that thing was, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, see, that bell was the time?
I thought that was my thing going on.
I thought that was a text from someone in Sarah's family or something.
Also,
no?
When I said we're out of time, that was part of it, too.
Oh, you said we're out of time?
You did?
I did.
I didn't catch that
Nobody
part.
Hears me.
I remember
it's
that
okay.
part either.
Just not listening to you.
You said we're out of time.
Vinny, what's coming up?
I don't know.
Okay, fantastic.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.